Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. This is the 3rd of October 2013 here in Japan, and today we're joined on the line from Western Canada by our old friend Richard Heathen of LibertyMachine.org. Liberty Machine News, and who is the host of the Liberty Machine podcast. I hope people will check that out, along with his YouTube channel, which will be linked up in the show notes for this interview. Richard Heathen, great to have you on the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back, James. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but more importantly, how are things in my old home and native land of Canada, and more specifically in Alberta? I would like the viewers and listeners out there to take a look at your YouTube channel, where you have a YouTube video up right now talking about Alison Redford, the Premier of Alberta, which is, for those not in the know, about the equivalent of a United States a state governor, who is currently the reigning queen of my home province of Alberta there in Canada, and who has, well, some pretty big problems with her premiership, which you are pointing out, and you are organizing a rally to impeach Alison Redford. Let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, for the vast majority of the audience who do not live in Alberta, do not know Alison Redford, let's just introduce who she is and her background.
Well, Alison Redford, she is the 14th Premier of Alberta, the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party. Now, the Progressive Conservative Party has been in power for, I think, 42 years now. That it's just an extraordinarily long time for any party to be in power. She has a very colored background. She was actually a worked for the European Union and the United Nations. She was under the United Nations. She was one of four I can't off the top of my head recall her actual title, but basically she went to Afghanistan and helped set up the legal system there. She's a embedded globalist. She's been to Bilderberg. She's got all the warning signs. But the video I made just recently just highlights just the more plain everyday mundane, I would say mundane corruption. Just the cronyism that surrounds not just her but the entire party. She's the reason the impetus for this rally was her constant attack on the property rights of Albertans and her which is the implementation of Agenda 21 land use through her land use framework.
That's right. In fact, in the Facebook page for this rally, which again will be linked up in the show notes for people who are interested, you talk about the Land Stewardship Act of the Alberta government, which has given itself the power to strip any existing property rights from landowners. Let's talk about the Land Stewardship Act and what this does.
Well, the Land Stewardship Act is very broad. It's like the central pillar of her land use framework. It's just one pillar of her framework, which is very broad reaching. She's actually starting regional plans for every sector of the province, which I think it's a 50-year plan, but it's very Stalin Russianistic, like communist, in that It's like a 5-year plan. It's reviewed every 5 years. But the Land Stewardship Act, I'm not a lawyer, but so I'm just going off what other lawyers have said. It is basically they can take away your property without any sort of appeal or compensation, up to including stripping you of your land title. But they don't really need to do that, because they can, through other legislation they've passed, they can basically strip your rights. They can The Land Stewardship Act allows them to strip whatever rights they have to the land, including water rights, whatever. But they also have another piece of legislation. I can't remember the exact title of it, but the number was 24, Bill 24, which allows them to basically halt, like freeze, economically sterilize your land. Basically, you can freeze whatever you're doing with it, again, without compensation or appeal. Like all these pieces of legislation seem to melt together to create what I would call the Agenda 21 land use framework.
That's right. And again, the information for this is in your Facebook post, the Carbon Storage Act, the Land Assembly Project Area Act, the Responsible Energy Development Act, of course, always framed in this feel-good, touchy-feely, warm, fuzzy language that I think we've all grown accustomed to now. But certainly, all parts of a seemingly interlocking agenda. And as you point out, your recent YouTube video goes through more of the sort of mundane everyday corruption that she's also been involved in. So quite a damning set of things to indict her with, really. And so I understand you're putting together a rally to impeach Alison Redford that's going to be held on October 28th, 2013, in the capital of Edmonton. Tell us about that rally.
Well, first of all, there is actually no framework for impeachment, but I chose that language because it's very strong and provocative. Basically, I want to get as many people out there as possible, and Redford is one of the least popular premiers that in recent history. In her 2 years, she's been center of numerous scandals. She's given $1 billion legal contracts to her ex-husband and current political advisor. The Tories or the Progressive Conservatives have been caught in numerous scandals. They've been treating the public tax trough like the tax pool, like their own personal feeding trough. They use it for, they break the law all the time. For instance, they've been using government money to attend fundraisers. It's all small, really. When you talk in the scape of the larger picture, it's very small, but it's still indicative of how they view what their point of view is. And how they, and basically what they're like, they have this mentality. Well, they've ruled for 40 years, so they have a entitlement complex. I also highlight in that video how Redford's sister, who's a high level Alberta health bureaucrat, has been using the money there for same things, for engrossing the public, engrossing the Progressive Conservative Party, attending fundraisers, setting up barbecues. They have a deep seated network where all around the province. So like, even if you're a member of a municipal government, municipal governments have been using municipal money to put on fundraisers for the Progressive Conservative Party, which is against the law. Another scandal they had was the owner of the Edmonton Oilers, Daryl Katz, gave a $430,000 donation to the Progressive Conservative Party. Now, the legal limit for political donation in Alberta is $30,000. So that's 10 times the legal amount. But of course, all of this gets dusted under the rug, and when any sort of investigation comes out, it's always found that, oh, they never did any wrong. It's always brushed aside, whitewashed. But I think Albertans are getting a little tired of it. It all fits together it all fits together because it's very in one network, one big ugly ball of corruption.
Well, as you point out, I mean, any ruling party that's been in power for 42 consecutive years is undoubtedly a boiling pot of corruption. And I think the Progressive Conservative Party in Alberta is exactly that. And I'm pretty sure that there are a large number of people who are already awake to this and more waking up every day. So for Albertans in the audience who are interested in attending this rally, tell them how they can do that.
Well, it will be at the Edmonton Legislature on October 28th. We'll be getting there around noon, setting things up. I've got a lot of interesting speakers. Honestly, I'm trying to set as broad a tent as I can, broad a net, get as many people in, because I have a lot of interesting speakers. I have myself, I'm going to discuss Agenda 21. I have someone else who's going to go into the history of the Progressive Conservative Party and follow it to today and how they were once actually, apparently, Alberta Sovereign Party. Like they were once stood up for the rights of Albertans. Now Alison Redford wants to create a huge energy bureaucracy Canada-wide. She, what else? There is, who else am I have to speak? I'm going to have an anarcho-capitalist come and talk about the philosophy of liberty and how it's very empowering. It's going to be a very interesting rally. I've got someone come to talk about the UN. where it's going to be, I'm going to get a megaphone. We're going to go and, because this is the reason I picked the day, October 28th, is the first day the legislature's back in session. So I want to give them a welcoming they will remember. And also, the party is, in November, the Progressive Conservative Party is having their annual leadership convention. And I want to make it very uncomfortable for them to have Alison Redford, because as horrible as the whole disgusting entrenched bureaucracy of the Progressive Conservative Party is, Alison Redford is a seasoned globalist who's in the in club. She's like, through her various experience at the European Union, the United Nations, attendance to Bilderberg, she has shown herself to be what I would call New World Order alumni. So we need at least someone who's not quite as evil for now. And like, hopefully in the next election we can get someone else in there. I don't know. I understand politics is a dirty game, but at some point I think you have to say, this person is so bad that they can't be here. That we have to plug our noses, get involved politically, and get this one out.
Well, I couldn't agree more, especially with Alison Redford and her Bilderberg connections and all of that that you've outlined so well in your YouTube video. But as you say, there is really no formal process for impeachment in Canada of a premier. So what ultimately are you hoping that this rally will be able to accomplish?
Honestly, what I'm hoping to do is, like I said, is make it uncomfortable for the Progressive Conservative Party to have Alison Redford as their leader. I also am trying to network and create a real movement for liberty in Alberta. Albertans are so apathetic. But the funny thing is, when you talk to them, when you get to the nuts and bolts of what they really think, they really do have a libertarian streak. So I want to capitalize on that, uncover the corruption of the Progressive Conservatives, of Alison Redford, and expose some people who might not have been exposed to the message of liberty and to a full understanding of really what's going on. And from there, I'm hoping we can create a movement to restore property rights and strengthen liberty, not just liberty in a legal sense, but in a psychological sense, create a real understanding of liberty and pride in it, and promote it and create a culture of liberty where we will actually move that forward.
Well, that is definitely a message that I can get behind, and I'm glad to see that there's going to be an education outreach side of this rally as well. So I certainly hope that people who are in the area will be able to attend. Once again, we'll link up the Facebook post so people can find out more about this rally, and we will also link up your website and your YouTube channel, and we'll put in the video that you just created, so there will be many ways for people to find this information. And I assume you're going to be taping the rally and putting it on YouTube?
Oh yeah, there'll be lots of video there. I'm hoping I'm not the only one who brings video. It's interesting. I want to tell you a little something. Because I just put the rally on Facebook, right? And it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought, well, maybe I should actually book this in case, so there's no legal difficulties. I went and I booked. I did the calling around. I emailed the lady who you're supposed to write to book this stuff, and I found that someone already booked the rally for me, and I don't know who it was. They booked the legislature for me, and I have absolutely no idea who it was.
Well, that's either a great thing or a very disturbing thing. So should be interesting at any rate to see what transpires there. That is very interesting. All right, well, tell people again about your website and the work that you do there.
Well, the website I run is libertymachine.org. We're working on updating it, so it's a little bit behind. I've got a lot of content on YouTube that we haven't got a chance to put on there. But what I try and do is I try and expose the, you know, the corruption, the global agenda, the inner workings of the elite, while at the same time promoting the message of liberty, self-ownership, and property rights. Because I think one without the other is pointless. You can expose all the corruption, the New World Order, and all that real very serious stuff but if you don't have the message of liberty to go along with it, you just have Occupy Wall Street. And on the other hand, if you just focus on economics and libertarian anarcho-capitalist theory, I find that a lot of people get caught up in theory, and they don't really look at a practical application for it, and they kind of are become very dismissive of any sort of direct, what I would call direct action. So I think you need both the liberty, like the real philosophical nuts and bolts, but then you also need to have a great understanding of how our world is being usurped and controlled, so we can put that together and take direct action. And also, if you don't understand like the real dangers in our world, it kind of fosters apathy and almost a idea that if you're not pure, if you engage with the state at all, then you're somehow unpure. You're an unpure anarcho-capitalist or whatever. And I noticed that a lot of that in the philosophy in the anarcho-capitalist libertarian community, that they think any sort of engagement with society at large is somehow bad because, well, they don't follow our philosophical beliefs. I think one without the other, you need both.
All right, I think we will leave it there for now, but once again, all of this information is going to be linked up in the show notes so people can find out more about it, and hopefully we'll be able to see some of the results spilling out on your YouTube channel after this rally takes place. Hopefully it will wake up a few more Albertans from their dogmatic slumbers, so we're definitely with you in support in that cause. Richard Heathen, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, James. Have a good one.